Hi there. Welcome to FOSDEM and to my session about the Disco API from Fuji. So first of all, some words about me. So my name is Gerrit Grunwald. I'm working for Azul as a senior developer advocate. I'm also a JUG leader, Java champion and other stuff, but I'm mainly involved in helping with the Fuji.io, which is a new platform that we created to collect all things Java. So, but now let's take a look at the topics I would like to talk about today. It's first of all, I will give you a short description of the problems that we see at Fuji. Then I will dive into the Fuji Discovery API that I will name now Disco API. I will show you some use cases for the Disco API, and then after all, some demos. Okay, so as an example, to give you an idea why we think it might make sense to have the Disco API. Let's say you need JDK 11.0.8, then you, at the current time, you have some problems like, first problem might be, which distribution should I choose, right? Second problem then is, does this distribution has 11.0.8 available? So you don't know. Third problem is, does the distribution support your operating system? Because we have Linux, Mac, Windows, so you never know, there are also other ones. Then the fourth problem is where to get it from, right? So every distribution seems to have their own places where you get the JDKs from. And the fifth problem is, are you allowed to use it at all? Because sometimes there are some license agreements involved and so on and so on. So that who the had the choice, right? You know, that is really not that easy because we have Adapt OpenJDK, we have Coreto, we have Dragonwell, we have GraalVM Community Edition, Liberica, OJDK Build, Oracle JDK, Oracle OpenJDK, Red Hat, SAP Machine, Zulu, and there are others. So that means the current situation is like we have many different distributions. Not all distributions support all versions. Most distributions are free, but some of them are not. Some distributions have special features that others have not. And every distribution has its own way to get the packages, right? So this is really not that easy in these days to get a JDK sometimes. So the idea that we had at Fuji is, what about having a general API that serves information about distributions, versions, platforms, operating systems, architectures, archive types like file extensions, release status like general availability or early access, terms of support, long-term support, mid-term support, short-term support, package types, right? So overall, that leads us to the Disco API, right? So the Disco API is a general purpose API to discover JDKs and JREs. That's the main idea of it. And we support at the moment distributions from Adapt OpenJDK, Coreto, Dragonwell, GraalVM Community Edition, Liberica, OJDK Build, Oracle, Oracle OpenJDK, Red Hat, SAP Machine, and Zulu. Versions that we have available in the API at the moment are greater than or equal to version 6, but that really depends on the distribution. So we can't really, it's not our decision, right? So some distributions offer version 6, others not. Then operating systems, that also depends on the distribution, but we have Windows, Linux, Mac, Solaris, QNX, and AIX. Architectures, you can read it. It's too many, but we support most of them. When I say we support, then that means we have the links to the JDKs for these architectures. And release types, of course, early access, general availability. And terms of support, which is short-term support, mid-term support, and long-term support. And we will always use the shortcut like STS, MTS, and LTS, right? And of course, archive types, which is the file extensions, right, that we have available. So the Disco API is a REST API, so it comes with a REST endpoints that you can call to get the information from. And mainly we have four of them. So it's this is the URL. It's https://apifuji.io/disco/v1.0. And then we have the first endpoint, which is major versions. Then we have distributions, packages, and ephemeral IDs. So the ephemeral IDs, I will come later on to this point, and now we will dig shortly into each of these different REST endpoints. So first of all, it's the major versions, and you can already assume what you get when you call the major versions, right? So it has different URL parameters. So you have either EA for early access, or you have GA for general availability. And there is a third one, which is maintained. And that means this should give you a list of major versions that are currently actively maintained, which means there are new updates coming for these versions at the moment. And this might change over time, right? And at the moment, this is 8, 11, 13, 16 EA, and 17 EA for sure, because they are under development right now. So if you call the major versions endpoint, then it will give you something like that. If you just call the plain major versions endpoint without any URL parameter, then it will give you a list of all major versions, including early access versions, in a JSON format. And it looks like on this list that you see here. So you get the version number, the major version number. You get the term of support. That means it gives you the info if it is a long-term support version, a short-term support version, or a mid-term support version. It gives you information if this version is a maintained one or not. And then it gives you a list of all versions that we have in the database. That means this is aggregated from all distributions. So that means it doesn't mean that in this case, for example, 1501 EA is available for all distributions, right? It's just we have that in the list from one or more distributions, that's for sure. So then we have, for example, the possibility to call something like latest SDS. That means it's the latest short-term support versions. The latest MTS, latest midterm support version, or latest LTS, latest long-term support version. And you can also ask it for the latest general availability version, latest early access version. Or you can directly ask the major versions endpoint for a specific version. In this case, for example, version 13, right? And if you would like to include the early access builds of version 13, you just add a /EA. Let's take a look at that. So the latest STS, for example, will give you version 14, which is not maintained anymore. And we have version 14, 1401, and 1402 available. If you call latest MTS, it will give you 15, which is the current one, which is maintained, as you can see. And we have 15 and 1501. And the latest long-term support version is 11. And you see all the versions that we have available. The latest one is 11.0.9.1. It was one of the rare ones that have a patch update. All right, so if you call for the latest GA, it's again 15, because that's the latest version that is available right now. 16 is coming soon in March, but at the moment it's still 15. And the latest EA is 17 EA, which is available at the moment. So now if you take a look at a specific version, let's say 13, then you will get something like this. You can just ask for version 13. It gives you the information about version 13, including all GA builds. There are no EA builds in here. And if you add a /EA, you will get the same, but then you get also the information about EA builds that are available of version 13. The next endpoint that we have is the distributions endpoint. And that's quite simple, and it's obvious what it does, right? So it gives you either a list of all distributions that we have available, or you can get information about a specific distribution. So let's take a look at it. If you just call slash distributions, it will return a list of all distributions that we have, including all their general availability and early access updates in JSON format. In this case, you see it's a JSON array and it starts with the adapt OpenJDK, and you see all these versions that they have available. And if you, for example, would like to know something about a specific distribution, like in this example, it's Zulu, then you just call it a slash Zulu, and